Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, late last week, the House of Representatives passed the fiscal year 2018 budget resolution that had earlier cleared the U.S. Senate, now setting the stage for the Republicans to write a tax reform bill. The budget resolution will essentially allow the Senate to consider a tax reform bill without needing 60 votes in the U.S. Senate to end debate. Last week, when I was back in Washington, D.C., I had the chance to visit with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Director of Government Affairs, Daniel Beck, about some of those highlights that the U.S. beef cattle industry is anxiously awaiting to see in that tax reform package.
The House Republicans and leaders in the Senate and the administration have released a framework. It's given us a little bit of more detail, but not quite enough, so we're still waiting to see what happens. Republicans have maintained their longstanding commitment to repeal the death tax, and we're thrilled about that, but we're waiting to see what happens with cash accounting, like-kind exchanges, the step-up in basis, Section 179 deductions after the five-year period where they've expanded all deductions. The devil will really be in the details of the legislation.
And the pathway for tax reform was a close one, with the vote 216 to 212. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.